Sweat? You mean armpit tears of weakness brought about by poor deodorant choices? Say goodbye to that salty river that floweth from your underarm with Old Spice Swagger Antiperspirant. Made for 24/7 sweat protection with daily use and an undeniable smell of cedarwood and lime. Giving you the confidence you need to quit your job, move to a remote island, and spend your days frolicking with dolphins. Old Spice Swagger Antiperspirant. Shop Old Spice now.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
He's Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn, part of Barton Hahn and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app and ESPN Plus, coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. You're 10 minutes away, give or take a lie or two, on what is going to be the deal eventually when it comes to Deshaun Watson and that hearing involving the Cleveland Browns quarterback that happens tomorrow, that comes your way in about 10 minutes. And for another Woj bomb for everybody. Outside of Los Angeles Lakers, Adrian Wojnarowski, Bart, ESPN NBA analyst and informers reporting that there are currently no known teams planning to pursue a sign-and-trade with the Nets guard Kyrie Irving. No sign-and-trades can be formally discussed until after 6 p.m. on Thursday. Brooklyn is not believed to have interest in any available packages from the Los Angeles Lakers. And Bart, if Irving declines his $36 million player option, he'll be eligible to sign with the Lakers, but for only the mid-level exemption of $6 million, and the deadline for that is Wednesday to decide on what he's going to do.
Yeah, like I said, man, you know, like that's and how bad do you really want out of Brooklyn? Like, did Brooklyn do you that bad that is worth, you know, $30 million? You know, understood that Nike loves being able to make shoes and make money off of people. Mm-hmm. When Nike gives up on you, like because you criticize the shoes, because some of your off the court antics, you know, most players make more money in their shoe deals because they're usually lifelong deals. You know, most people make more money in their shoe deals than they do in their basketball career.
Right.
And you talk about with him losing that money because they're going to sever ties and then another $30 million plus what he lost when he wasn't getting paid, when he wasn't playing last year. Listen, I know Kyrie Irving doesn't need money. I mean, I know he's made a lot of money. But, man, that is a lot to go back and play with the Lakers. And if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm like, man, do you hate us that bad?
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember, you hated LeBron, too.
Yep. Couldn't stand the Celtics at a certain point, too, because he didn't get his way. And now it's a happening again, potentially, to the Brooklyn Nets. But he may not have any choice because he's not just going to leave $36-plus million on the table when it comes to that.
It's crazy because I can imagine the Lakers are sitting there like, oh, man, like we made a mistake by trading for Westbrook because we listened to LeBron, but we got an out. Okay, Brooklyn, how about we give you Caldwell Pope?
Click.
We give you Westbrook. Like,
wow, you too, huh, with the Westbrook. You too with that, huh?
And like I said before, man, LeBron is like, man, listen, I give you some of the rights to my production company, man. We can figure something out, man. Because you talk about him, like I was telling you, offline. Uh-huh. You know, he's between a Westbrook and a hard place, man.
That's fantastic. You got to patent that.
It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing he can do. LeBron is like, yo, Bronny might be my first hope.
Oh, like, Lord.
They out there reaching. They like, man, listen, maybe we can get some legacy blood. You know, we can go get Shaq's son, and let's go get Scottie Pippen's son. Like, man, LeBron, like, man, ain't none of that going to help me immediately.
It may help him more than some of the players they got now, reaching out for his kid or Scottie Pippen's kid or maybe.
Hey, man, if you got Mr. Glass over there, you know, played by Anthony Davis, looking like Unbreakable, like Samuel Jackson in Unbreakable. This dude, like, he sneeze hard. He break a floating rib. Like, so, like, LeBron, like, man, like, yo, with everybody in the West getting stronger, man.
Right.
It was like they call it, hey, man, we got a Avery Bradley, mm-hmm, Wayne Ellington, we get Dwight Howard, we get Stanley Johnson. Hello? Hello?
Exactly. That's hello? Exactly. The dial tone followed by hello,
they
hello.
They ain't even got no draft picks to, like, 2026.
No.
They can't even offer that.
They might be better in the G League at times of the players that they have supporting LeBron James.
What's that old dude that's been playing in the G League for them for, like, 13 years?
Oh, yeah. Remember the guy that had, like, the one-day contract, the yeah, Lakers? Yeah. I forgot his name, and he's like that.
Throw him in
story.
There, too.
Yeah. He put it this way. He might make that team when it's all said and done. What should Kyrie Irving do? Let us know right now. 888-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Bart Scott, Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn on Bart and Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio. Francisco in Los Angeles, what's your Kyrie Irving do?
Hey, what's up, boss? My take is, listen, you might call me crazy, but, like, if I was the GM, you know, and I want to win a championship, I mean, LeBron is looking for his way out, too, you know? He's already getting older, so, I mean, if we wanted to win a championship, I'll just get rid of LeBron James. And, you know, you're looking for someone that's going to give you that the same equivalent amount of money, you know? So LeBron James for Kyrie would be one, but, you know, that won't happen.
Hey, so, there's Brooklyn to do that.
Stay with the Nets. Yeah, I know. We would be crazy if we do that. But, I mean, stay with the Nets. Prove everybody wrong. Get that 30 mil that you just lost from, you know, 300 mil, probably lifelong deal with Nike. So just stay there and make everybody worth the while, you know?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. I think if I'm not correct, Freddie, did Kyrie sign with Donda Sports?
Donda, yep.
Right, so he's with Donda, so maybe Yeezy comes out and gives him like an Adidas type of shoe, but they allow him to design them, and then Kyrie. Listen, this type of like person, I don't know Kyrie, but this type of person I see that he is.
Yeah.
He may like the fact that he can work hand in hand with Yeezy to try and make Yeezy brand first type of signature shoe. You know how like music labels, they give people their own label,
record label, yeah,
right, record label. So maybe, you know, Donda Sports might get Kyrie his own shoe, but then the distributor be Adidas. Then he can design that, and he can be in the fashion world and do all that stuff. Because I don't understand, the last time we saw a rap mogul create a, well, you know, we got Roc Nation, but
right,
before
yeah,
that it was Master P, and Master P jacked a lot of people up. You know, he ended up getting Robinson Cano all that money, but Robinson Cano wasn't happy going out to Seattle. He was miserable, right? But, you know, you're risking a lot, and maybe Kyrie feels like, hey, I can control my own narrative, but, you know, Yeezy being a self-made billionaire can get me involved in some different things. So maybe he signs with, you know, Yeezy as far as from a shoe label standpoint and able to create his own shoe and his own vision.
Mike in Connecticut, what should Kyrie Irving do? Let us know, boss.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Kyrie Irving, I don't know. I think he should stay with the Nets. But I really wanted to talk about the Knicks and Julius Randle. I think they need to get rid of him, or he needs to stay down, because RJ Barrett needs to take that next level. And they need to develop Cam Reddish.
I'm with you in terms of the RJ Barrett, Julius Randle conversation, because that needs to be RJ Barrett's team. And Julius Randle has shown he can't handle being the dude after getting the contract. And when it comes to Kyrie Irving, to me, Bart, it is in his best interest to not only stay the Brooklyn Nets, but learn from past lessons. But the question is, is he going to do that, or does he want to do that? And that is something only Kyrie Irving can answer.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about it. It's about humility, right? And sometimes you can evolve as a person, right?
Sure.
And, you know, it's okay to admit that you're wrong. He admitted that he did some things and he had some missteps with LeBron James. Why would you not recognize the most recent regrets that you should have with your commitment and being one of the leaders with Kevin Durant? And being able to come back, and you know, you made it so uncomfortable for James Harden and what you guys going at him in practice and all that type of stuff, and you know, really creating a unfruitful environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, why not learn from that while you're in the moment? Why do you have to leave the situation to then realize what you had and what you shouldn't? Like, learn from the first situation with LeBron and amend the relationship that you have now with Kevin Durant, because at the end of the day, that's your best opportunity to win a championship, which
Absolutely.
Is what you've been searching, that you can win a championship as the guy. Now, I still say Kevin Durant's the guy, but, you know, he put this together. He can say that, hey, he orchestrated this, so in essence, this is his team.
Joey in Detroit, where should Kyrie Irving go, my man?
How you doing?
I'm good, Joey. Good.
I'm doing small. I mean, I feel like he should stay with the Nets, but what I like to see, though, is Kyrie go to the Lakers, and then the Western Conference semifinals, you got Lakers versus Clippers, Grizz versus Warriors, and then Warriors and Lakers meet up in the Western Conference finals. That just could be cold to see for real.
See, but you're looking at Anthony Davis staying healthy, which we haven't seen that happen since the bubble, which the bubble gave him a break.
Sure.
You know, with Kyrie, Westbrook, they can't really get any help around, like, you know, so it's no room for error, which is what's been the same issue that Brooklyn has. Somebody from their top-end guys get injured, then they don't have enough depth to be successful. So, you know, I don't think that's, you know, that's a foregone conclusion, you know, because with Kyrie, that becomes a defensive liability at times. And Westbrook, that's a defensive liability. You know, you heard, you know, what, you know, Darvin Ham was saying. We need Westbrook to focus and sacrifice his game, meaning putting up shots to become that defensive dog, because they don't have that lockdown defense that they had in LeBron's first couple of years.
One of the things about that, especially if you're the Los Angeles Lakers and you're not going to do anything unless LeBron James says so, it's different with the Brooklyn Nets. They let it be known to Kyrie Irving, like, look, either you're going to be all in or all out, but we're done with this if you're going to continue to be that way. And people trying to put on Kevin Durant, Bart, by saying, hey, Kevin Durant, you need to step in. Kevin Durant's like, hold on. Nah. Those two need to figure that out. And whatever they figure out, I'm Kevin Durant, baby. I'm going to figure it out because I'm great enough to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that roster, listen, Eric Gordon's out there, right? And we know that Eric Gordon's, you know, Houston's going super young. I mean, Brooklyn has options. Even, you know, you talk about a sign and trade. I mean, you look at a team like the Bulls. I mean, the Bulls are sitting there with Zach LaVine. He's an unrestricted free agent. Mm-hmm. You know, this free agency is a lot bigger than just James Harden and Kevin and Kyrie Irving. There's some other good players out there, man, that can be had.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Matt in Connecticut, where should Kyrie Irving go? What should he do?
What's going on, guys? Love the show. Bartholomew, love you, baby.
What up?
Kyrie, come back to Boston, man. We still love you. It's all good.
You know,
people say and do things when they're mad, you know?
Yeah.
It is what it is. You still mad at God?
Man, did you hear the Boston fans? Come on, man. You heard the Boston fans. They boo this dude every time he gets the damn ball.
I give Matt in Connecticut credit. That is a man that believes in Christmas and Santa Claus. God bless him from that standpoint. People say some things. Kyrie gave your audience a double bird in Boston.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from that.
Wish I had two more hands so I can get your four thumbs down.
I give Matt in Connecticut a lot of credit. Say, hey, let's hug this out. I mean, you know, we can move on from this standpoint.
I mean LeBrick Brick did go back to Cleveland after they burned his jerseys.
Yeah, well, the difference is he was from Cleveland.
Exactly.
Kyrie's not from planet Earth. That's a whole different conversation when it comes to that. He's Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn. Thanks for joining us on Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. That is ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So the disciplinary hearing tomorrow for Deshaun Watson, and I'll say this out loud, Bart Scott, if I'm Deshaun Watson, if I'm his people, and you want to avoid a year suspension or whatever that indefinite suspension, reports are out there, that's what the NFL wants, where they're going to get it, it's a whole different conversation. If I'm Deshaun Watson from the NFL Player Association, this is my argument to make sure he doesn't get suspended a whole year. Look, 20 or 24 suits have been settled. This has never gotten to a criminal case.
Right.
By the letter of the law, yeah, we know about protecting the shield and everything, but according to the league's conduct policy for conduct unbecoming, yeah, did he do something? But in a court of law, in a criminal case, that has not been proven. You can't just indefinitely suspend my client because by the letter of the law, he hasn't done anything to run afoul of the conduct policy in the NFL.
Yeah, and I also bring up, you know, the fact that, you know, it was really no penalties levied on Kraft as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have an example. Ben Roethlisberger got 6 games, right? So you can't set a precedent with Deshaun Watson when technically he hasn't been found guilty of anything. And you can say, well, why did he settle? It's like, hey, guys, I didn't want to be a distraction for my new team. I just wanted to kind of move forward. I've been dealing with this for 2 years. And, you know, they have to come. No matter what they give him, he can always go back and appeal. Unless, you know, they come to agreement that he can't appeal because they both agree on the penalty being, you know, fair. And listen, I understand, listen, for all the women out there, for everybody out there that are advocates, I understand exactly where you guys are coming from. Mm-hmm. But all we do from a sports talk show is talk about the facts, right? We can't go in here and say what he should or shouldn't get. We're just telling you about the precedent that had been set, you know, that, you know, the past and, you know, the cases that were like this one. And we're not here to judge Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. We're not here to judge the women. You know, I think they finally filed a suit against the Houston Texans as well. That was filed, I believe, today, saying for enabling Deshaun Watson. So, listen, we're talking about from a football standpoint. From a football standpoint, you know, I don't see how they can justify or the NFLPA will allow them to suspend their client for an entire year because he settled some cases.
Jeff Johnson, ESPN NFL reporter, when he was on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max earlier today, he talked about when the hearing happens tomorrow, this is what you can't expect from that involving Deshaun Watson.
It is obviously very important that tomorrow's hearing is taking place from the standpoint that this does at least produce some feel of finality, that this will be the final step before we find out what Sue Robinson decides. But we shouldn't really claim to know too much because this is the first time that Robinson has been in a role that's really quite new to the NFL as well. She doesn't have any precedent here, any experience with NFL litigation like this, like with disciplinary processes. So whether this means that she'll rule right away, whether it means she'll take into account what the NFL and the NFLPA, or whether it means she already knows exactly what she's going to do, all remains to be seen. So it's very important, yes, but also something that we'll learn as we go through this process exactly what it means.
My firm belief, Bart, is that the NFL will probably settle on a 10-game suspension, mm-hmm. and they'll probably try to get it down to maybe 6 or 8, but he's going to get suspended. But now the big question is, you're the Cleveland Browns. With this kind of team that you placed around this quarterback that's not named Baker Mayfield, how much are you really thinking that Jacoby Brissett can hold it down until when and if Deshaun Watson comes back to this football team?
I mean, for me, when I look at their schedule, Jacoby Brissett is, you know, is a capable backup, right? He's a backup because he can help you win some games in spurts. Just by not turning the ball over, understand that this team is loaded from a defensive standpoint. They have a lot of players, whether it's Ward, whether it's Garrett, you know, whether it's Clowney. They have a lot of players that can impact the winning part of football. And they can win ugly, right? They can win ugly when you think about, you know, the run game of Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. And, you know, arguably one of the best offensive lines in the game. But when I look at, okay, potentially, you know, their bye week is week 9, you know, Carolina, they can beat Carolina. They can beat the Jets. They can beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. They can beat the Atlanta Falcons with Jacoby Brissett. And then it gets tough, right? When you go against teams like Los Angeles, you go against the New England Patriots, you go against the Baltimore Ravens, then you go against the Cincinnati Bengals. At that point, if they're 4-0 right there, or 1-3, all I'm asking you out of those 4 games is to win me something.
Right.
Right? Just win me something. Find a way to beat New England. Find a way to beat Baltimore ugly. Find a way to beat, you know, because a lot of these wins when you get to like week 5 and week 6, you know, are schedule wins. Right? Because teams go against tough opponents the week before. They might get early injuries. We don't know what's going to happen to those teams.
Sure.
You know what I mean? From a health standpoint. And, you know, they go into the bye week and they'll get Deshaun Watson back going against the Miami Dolphins, you know, in week 10. If it's an 8 to 10 week suspension, they can have him back. It's still a lot of football yet to be played. And all you're asking, if you're Cleveland, this first year of Deshaun Watson, if he's suspended, is to get me in the tournament. Be the most dangerous team there with him. One, because they won't know what this team looks like. It would be no scouting report. It'd be no way of how did this team play. They'll get him in the playoffs, and the teams that face, you know, him, it'll be a totally different game plan from what Jacoby Brissett, because his skill set is so much greater, right? So you talk about, listen, they got Amari Cooper over there now. They got Hooper. They got Njoku. They got weapons over there galore with a running game. Mm-hmm. You add a guy like Deshaun Watson, the RPO game comes into effect. I think Stefanski can do things that he's never been able to imagine with Jacoby Brissett or Baker Mayfield. And they will be a dangerous team if they get in the tournament with the extra spot in the playoffs. They become a dangerous team if they get in. So it's still plenty of time, because you look at how soft the beginning of their schedule is. They'll be in position.
I can't even imagine what the reaction is going to be the first game Deshaun Watson plays, whether that's 2022, Bart, or 2023,
yeah,
it's going to feel like a Super Bowl for all the wrong reasons, because all the attention is going to be everything that happened to him off the field and being out of the NFL last year and how long he could be suspended this year. I can't even imagine what that's going to look and sound like whenever he plays that first game for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, man, listen, you talk about one of the most loyal fan bases in all of sports, right? I've been on the other side of that, right? You know, I played for the team that Cleveland would – some Cleveland fans would tell you that, hey, we won two championships because we are the Baltimore Ravens,
mm-hmm.
right? They'll tell you that. You know, and listen, and they'll talk about, you know, this team and some of the disappointments that they've had, but they've had pockets of success. You know, the year they had Derek Anderson, they you know, won 10 games.
Yep.
You know, what they've been able to do early in Baker Mayfield's career, and now they have, you know, arguably a top five quarterback. They've never had that, maybe since Bernie Kosar.
Oof,
and wow. Being able to have that type of player, that type of leader, where teams fear Deshaun Watson. Let's not forget, you know, from a football standpoint, what he is and what he represents. When right, to me, he's a top three quarterback in this league, and people forget that, what he did in spite of the Houston Texans and what they did, getting rid of DeAndre Hopkins, and what he, you know, having, you know, the last time we seen him play, threw for 4,800 yards with guys that were couldn't yeah. protect him with, like, it was like with the Washington Generals.
Now
you put him on a good football team with weapons and a run game and protection. He's never been protected his entire career.
The one protection he's looking for is the National Football League, not staying true to what they've always done when it comes to players and when it comes to suspension, when they run afoul of the NFL law. Even if they run afoul of not run afoul of the law, if you run afoul of Commissioner Goodell's law, there's always going to be a price to be paid. The question is, how long is that price going to be paid? Because to your point, whenever he's out there in that football field, this Cleveland Browns team becomes very, very dangerous in the AFC. And everybody knows it because we've seen how special he has been with the Houston Texans. But I just wonder, Bart, real quick, what kind of residual effect being out again for another period of time could have on not so much the career of Deshaun Watson, but maybe even the psyche of Deshaun Watson.
I mean, well, you talk about, listen, he knows he has to get this behind him. The good thing is for him that he's a very young football player. He's only like 25, 26 years old, maybe turning 27. But he still has a lot of football in front of him. Sure. And you treat last year like an injury. You know, but you don't have to go through the injury standpoint. Now, what he has to do is get timing with his new weapons. And, you know, I could see him, you know, really taking every single rep. I know you got to try and steal periods in camp, because, you know, once he's suspended, he can't be there. Right. So it's tough because you got to get Jacoby Brissett ready.
Right.
And he hasn't been in this system, so he has a lot of learning to do. But you got to give Deshaun Watson a lot of reps so that he can learn the offense. And then when he goes away, you know, if I'm Deshaun Watson, you make sure that the coaches give you, you know, game plan, give you the system. And you go find some retired players. Maybe you call up Gronk, you know, pay him some cheese on his taco. You call up a guy like Julian Edelman, or you call up some young guys that, you know, had just got cut from the Cleveland Browns, and, you know, you kind of employ them without employing them, you know, by Deshaun Watson, so that you can continue to run, you know, the offense with people that know it, and you can go through scripts.
Always hit us on Twitter. We love to see what you have to say at BartScott57. That's Bart's handle. My handle, Coleman ESPN. Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn, joining Bart Scott on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, as well as on ESPN Plus. We switch gears back to Major League Baseball and wait until you hear what this manager had to say after the Seattle Mariners and the Los Angeles Angels got into it on Sunday. All part of audio files if you keep it here. That's next.
Bart and Hahn.
What's good, everybody? He is Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn. Thanks for joining us live from New York on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. And by the way, if you get a chance, hit us on Twitter. I'm sure Bart Scott's getting plenty of attention from people, what he had to say about Kyrie Irving and how he should stop being Kyrie Irving and be a bit more of a team player. That's at BartScott57, my handle, at Coleman ESPN. Once in a while, it's time for us that we just step aside, get out the way, and let everybody else do the talking. It is time for
Audio Files.
Audio Files. The Audio File.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Smart Straight Talk Wireless. By the way, try the $45 silver unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Boy, they had some kind of base brawl yesterday between Seattle and Los Angeles. That's what happens when these two teams play 8 times in 11 days. And Scott Servais, the Mariners manager, had enough.
Certainly, you know, a lot of stuff that probably shouldn't happen in the game, you know, happened out there today. Emotions running high, but it's pretty clear what was going on. You know, they switched, put an opener in there to throw some balls at us, and, you know, got out of hand from there. And kind of a black eye on you know, been a very good series, competitive series, you know, whatever. And it kind of got crazy there in the second inning. But you know, I've often said that if people show you who they are, believe them. And I'll leave it at that.
Hey, man, that baseball might not like it. Outside of the you know, one finger salute to the fans. I mean, every once in a while it's hot. You know, like you said, you playing somebody a lot, you know what I mean, and you start taking little things personal and you start saying, okay, when we see him again, we gonna get him back. And I mean, I talk about, yo, you talk about, I mean, listen, I would want to take that picture to the state fair that's going on in the Meadowlands right now. He hit him square in the ass cheek. He didn't throw a ball in the zone that great. Like that, you talk about personal, you know, perfect location. And it's like one of those things. It reminded me of training day when Jake shot Denzel in the ass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, you mother. You sit there and it starts stinging. And the longer you sit there, it's like, ah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it hit me with the seams. And it was only meant to happen, man. And listen, I have no beef with that, man. It's going to happen from time to time. It's only a problem when you start seeing guys throw at each other heads, things
absolutely
like that.
Yep.
But it's part of the game. And sometimes fighting is part of the game. And, you know, it's all good to be. Yo, what I didn't like is Rendon in there. I would have Bruce Leroy cop, wax on, wax off, chopped the hell out of his cast. Hold up, bro. You going to get in here and mush me?
Absolutely.
You got a cast on? You done for the year? Mm-hmm. Man, you better get back. You supposed to stay out of that. So you want to come on in there? I would have hit it. It would have thought he got hit with a tuning fork. That's how that wrist would have been hurting.
Put it this way. He needed J.G. Wormer to call 1-800. Don't hit me in the behind right now, because that's what was going on involving Seattle and the Angels. Meanwhile, in the Stanley Cup Finals, how about the Lightning? They came that close to doing something that has not been done since the New York Islanders did it 4 straight times, meaning winning 3 cups in a row, but they lose in 6 games to the Avalanche. Their best player, Steven Stamkos, said, man, this is going to stink for a while.
It's the worst feeling, so, you know, expectations are so high with this group that, you know, there's probably a lot of teams that get to this position and feel like they had an unbelievable year. And for us, it's disappointing because we know what we have in there. And, we know that feeling that they're having over there right now. It's the best in the world. And, you know, sometimes you forget the other side of it.
It stings, man.
Yeah. Just hearing that. I mean, not saying it's putting dust in my eyes, Bart, but man. Knowing that you came that close to maybe forcing a game 7, you could feel and hear the pain in Stamkos' voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to hurt, and it's, you know, they've beaten a lot of teams. I mean, you look at the Islanders, like, man, we can't get past this team. Got their manager fired.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things, man. Like, it's going to take a while for you to be able to digest that. But when you look at the whole, you know, body of work that you guys have been able to put together for the last 3 years, it's something to be proud of. And it's going to make those guys there, not saying that they weren't hungry, but, you know, this isn't the best team that we saw. You know, they found their way into the playoffs. They didn't just, you know, get in the playoffs like they were before, one of the favorites, you know, and that's why. That's why they had to host all these game 7s. They were on the road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, so you look at that, you know, we got to take care of our business and take the regular season a little bit more serious so we don't have to go through the gauntlet that was this year.
Yeah, and give the Colorado Avalanche a lot of credit. 5 years ago, this was the worst team in hockey. Many people wonder if it was the worst organization in sports. And Joe Sakic, their Hall of Fame center, as a general manager, put together some kind of depth kind of team, and here it is 5 years later, they are Stanley Cup champions for the first time in 21 years. They are a tremendous story that may only get better and deeper the further and further they go into the rest of the years in the National Hockey League. He's Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn. Thanks for joining us on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. This is a story that nobody's talking about with the San Francisco 49ers, and Bart Scott, he gonna tell it. That's next on ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Oh, oh, suck it, duck it.
Yeah, quack, quack here on Bart and Hahn. Bart Scott, that's him. Freddie Coleman in for Alan Hahn. That's me on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Let us know.
Is this how you got into fedoras?
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? Do you start pushing your pelvis when you start hearing it?
No, I didn't get into fedora until about a year and a half ago. It's just something I just decided to do. But although if Billie Jean's going to push me that way, you know, I could say that's no lie from that standpoint. You know, but I wasn't pushing my pelvis to have the fedora. Wasn't doing that.
Freddie could really rock it too.
You say you was pushing it well before that one, huh?
Well, yes, pushing good. Let us know where Kyrie should push his way to. You let us know, and Bart Scott's going to tell you you're right or wrong. 888-ESPN 888-729-3776. Wayne in New York, where should Kyrie Irving want to go now?
Hey guys, how you doing? Good Monday morning.
Yeah, amen, amen.
It's very simple. Kyrie's going to the Lakers. Whether or not, if he's going to take that $6 million exception, turn down the 30 and take the 6, there's been many NBA players who have taking less money to go to other teams. If you remember, LeBron had the chance to make more money going to Miami, and he went to Miami to join up with Boston Wade. Yes, sir.
LeBrick didn't leave $25 million on the table. He took like $4 million less. That's a big difference.
Bart, how much is he worth now? A Billy. He knows what he's doing. Trust me. If he hooks up with LeBron and Kanye, trust me, he's going to make his money back in the back end. The question is the Nets going to just give him up for nothing? My answer is no. I think, and the biggest problem with the Lakers is they got to get rid of Winter Westbrook. I'm just concerned what the Knicks are going to do. I think the Knicks are doing something big, but I don't think they're telling other people. And lastly, Bart, how could you root for the Colorado Avalanche after the brawls that they had with Detroit? Don't you remember that Patrick Waugh, Chris?
Yes.
Osgood, unbelievable. How could you do that, Al? Listen, how could you do that, Bart?
It's statute of limitations, man. It's like it's okay, man. Like, listen. Tampa beat the Rangers, so I was rooting for the Rangers, so I want the team that beat my team to lose. That's all.
He still is going to hold the personal against you for the rest of your life, dude.
Listen, I understand what they did in the beef that we had with the Red Wings, but you know what I'm saying? It's all good, though. Like, I'd rather them win than them to win. Listen, they beat the Rangers, and they come closer to racing the Islanders. That's a double negative.
Yeah. Nope.
Bart and Hahn.
We still don't know what that
checking
is.
Chilling in a child line.
I thought we figured this out. I thought we came up with
the person that sung the song for Good Times, the only person that really knows. Unless we dig them person up, Hot Tub Time Machine, we don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Really?
We got to go back in time like Bill and Ted. Oh, that would be dope if me and you starting that, Bill and Ted.
Party time, excellent.
Wait, you just did. That's Wayne's World.
Bart and Hahn.
Yeah, blame it on the goose.
Yeah, believe me. And not just the goose you see in the water, the gray goose that has plenty of water. He's Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, your smart speaker, and ESPN Plus. 10 minutes away from finding out what is Kyrie Irving going to do now, even though he may not have any choice. And your phone calls on where his next destination should be, staying in Brooklyn or going somewhere else. We'll take your calls at 888-729-3776. That's in 10 minutes. Meanwhile, the National Football League, there's a story that nobody is talking about when it comes to the San Francisco 49ers, and Bart Scott can't wait to tell you that story you should be paying attention to, Bart. What is it?
I tell you what, I mean, I really have my eye on the Jimmy G situation, and people are starting to say, well, maybe they should keep Jimmy G, or they're going to hold on to Jimmy G. You know, Trey Lance, you know, may struggle. He may not be ready. Why not have that insurance? You talk about a team that was, you know, maybe a quarter or half from being able to try and figure out a way to win to go to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
But I tell you, no, this has absolutely nothing to do with Jimmy G. You know, the fact that he's going to be gone is a foregone conclusion. And every time you listen to Lynch and you listen to Shanahan, they tell you that, listen, soon as he's able to go, we're looking for a trade partner. And you look at Seattle, you look at Carolina, and what you can and when you can in turn get back in return, right? You look at what you could possibly get back in return, because Jimmy G is really holding up the progress of two extensions that you have to have. Mm-hmm. You have to extend Nick Bosa. You have to extend Deebo Samuels, because and Jimmy G with his $26 million cap hit is stopping that from happening. Now, listen, if I would tell you that the San Francisco 49ers only have $4 million of salary cap space, you'd be asking me, what you talking about, Willis? And you're going to say, what you talking about, Willis? Because you're going to say, well, who the hell they paying? Okay, I know they're paying Trent Williams, but who else they paying? Well, they're paying Jimmy Ward a lot of money. They're paying Mike Gallinci a lot of money. They're paying Fred Warner a lot of money. They're paying George Kittle a lot of money. How the hell D Ford is still on the team, I have no idea. Because outside of their first Super Bowl run, when they lost in the Super Bowl, I have no idea. I didn't even know he's still on the damn team. But clearly, like, he has the greatest agent in the history of football, because he has a cap hit of $6 million, and this is like the fourth year of this deal.
Wow.
So you start asking yourself, okay, well, where are they going to find the money to be able to make Deebo Samuels, you know, that type of money? Because I don't think Deebo goes in and saying, I'm going to allow you to use me as a running back, which, cuts the shelf life of my receiver career, you know, if I'm not properly compensated for that. Nick Bosa, Aaron Donald just got, we know what T.J. Watt makes. Like, you have to get this guy signed, because, you know, if you continue to keep waiting, you know, the price is only going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at right now, Aaron Donald, he'll never make what Aaron Donald makes at $30 million, but T.J. Watt is at $27 million. So now that means somewhere in the middle that you're going to be coming out. So now you have three non-quarterbacks that you're paying quarterback-type money to. When you think about $28 million there, that's more than what your current quarterback makes. And you talk about Trent Williams, $32 million in dead cap money. That's why, you know, no matter what, Jimmy G has to go, because they need the salary cap space to sign those players so that they can have their young core, you know, locked up for a long time.
And more importantly, by the way, he's Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn on Barton Scott and Barton Hahn, on ESPN Radio. More importantly, it sends a mixed message that you don't believe in Trey Lance right away. And I know people have said that he hasn't played a lot of football. That's completely true. But that's why they drafted this guy, because they believe his upside, Bart, his potential was a lot more than keeping the known when it comes to Jimmy Garoppolo. And that's not trying to mess all over Jimmy Garoppolo, because this guy got him the two NFC championship games. He's a couple of bad throws from this team, maybe being a two-time Super Bowl champion in the last 4 years. But the facts that present themselves are Jimmy Garoppolo is only going to take them as far as they could. They believe in the future of Trey Lance is a lot more than the known when it comes to Jimmy Garoppolo. So if you keep Jimmy Garoppolo around as maybe a backup quarterback or starting first and bringing in Trey Lance, that's sending a bad message, not just financially, but even mentally to your football team that wants to believe, but you still got this guy around, even though people seem to like Jimmy Garoppolo as a quarterback in San Francisco.
Well, it's the elephant in the room, right? You know, you talk about John Lynch, and you talk about – because they could have had Mac and Cheese, which was ready to play immediately, right? But they traded three first-round draft picks to be able to jump all those spots up to get Trey Lance because of what he did in the interview process and his ability to recall information and all that. And at the end of the day, maybe Trey Lance will be a better quarterback than Mac Jones, but the problem is they have a team that's ready to win now, but they have a quarterback that's ready to win in the future. And that's tough to do. I've been there with rookie quarterbacks, with young quarterbacks, trying to run the football and play outstanding defense, record-setting defense.
Yep.
And, you know, outside of Russell Wilson, outside of Ben Roethlisberger, you know, we haven't seen that story really completed, right?
Well, no.
You know, my Raven team with Joe Flacco fell short. You know, my Jets teams with Mark Sanchez fell short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but and so you ask yourself, can you win that way? Yeah, okay, they won with Ben Roethlisberger and you won with Russell Wilson, but post-championship we saw that Ben Roethlisberger was a Hall of Fame quarterback. we saw that Russell Wilson was an elite quarterback. You know, we don't know what Trey Lance is, but we're going to find out. Unfortunately, they may leave a Super Bowl opportunity on the table because they turned the page too fast on Jimmy G.
And in modern football, more than ever before, if you don't have a quarterback that you believe in, or if you have any doubts about him, you got a quality backup, somebody around, man, oh, man, guys feel that. And if you're Debo Samuel, after all you've gone through, and there's still that contract issue that's still on the table, the last thing you want is to have any uncertainty about a guy that you need just to be a wide receiver because he's that dynamite part of a playmaker no matter who's playing quarterback for the 49ers in 2022.
You heard Devontae Adams. Hey, man, like, you know, I'm sitting around here and, you know, Aaron Rodgers talking about retirement and leaving. I got a lot of stuff I still want to do in this game. Basically, he was saying no knock on Love, but he specifically put a knock on Love, basically. You know, whenever you say it's not about you and then you mention the person's name, it's about him. Like, hell no, I ain't staying here. Yeah, this dude throw me the football.
Because he's been with him in practice, and he's like, well, when Aaron Rodgers is gone 2 or 3 years, maybe even sooner than that, that's going to be my quarterback. I'll go back to my homeboy in Derek Carr, who I know can get me the football, and we'll see how that's going to work in Las Vegas with the Raiders. He's Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn on Bart and Hahn. All right, Kyrie Irving. Your move according to the Brooklyn Nets. That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.